Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I am on the line with Jim Trimboli, Director of Financial Aid from SUNY Niagara. Jim, as you know, there are some FAFSA delays ensuing, which have some colleges pushing back on admission deadlines. How far back is SUNY Niagara pushing back their admissions deadline?
Well, what we decided to do is we are still admitting students, but we're communicating with them to let them know there are, because of the FAFSA delays, we're backed up on our packaging for students this year. In fact, we're hopefully going to start packaging students the beginning of May. And the reason for that is because every time the government has a setback, then those computer systems have to be updated. And we're waiting for one more patch to go into our computer system so we can start packaging those students. And how we're kind of combating this here is, again, open communication with students and staff. And also, we have decided here at the college not to raise our tuition and fees this year. And we're also, for our summer session, because we have the first summer session that starts very shortly in May, we're telling students that we're not going to charge them any late fees, and, you know, don't worry about your payments right now, because this is not only affecting us, it's affecting all campuses in the United States.
What kind of challenges has this presented for your admission offices? Will you, pushing back admission deadlines put a tighter strain on offices to ensure that everything is, you know, processed for enrollment or admission?
Well, what we're doing here is, you know, we are an open access community college, so we're not really pushing anything back. It's business as usual, and again, We're more concentrated here on, okay, what are we going to do because of this situation is created, you know, not only for us, but for every college. We just want to make sure we get those financial aid packages right so that students, there's no surprises. And that's the biggest thing. We just want to make sure that we're very transparent through this whole process.
Has the offices been receiving any calls of worry from prospective students? Are some seniors, you know, worried or questioning if they will be able to even attend college in the fall if they can't submit their FAFSA form?
I think what the government got right here is with that FAFSA, as you know, they took it down from 103 questions to 30 questions. So applying for the FAFSA is relatively simple. It's the back end processing that information from the government, because of the constant changes and the mistakes that have happened with the federal government, and that kind of sets a domino effect. So what we're doing is we're, you know, again, being very encouraging to our students, and saying, okay, you know, you're applying here. Don't worry about your financial aid packages right now. You are going to get award letters very shortly, and kind of setting them at ease.
Anything else you wanted to add on the topic, Jim?
Well, I just think that one of the big messages that should be said to prospective students and their families coming to colleges, especially when it relates to the financial aid office, is patience. Please be patient no matter if you attend here or no matter where you go. It's just important that this was something that, again, this was done These FAFSA changes were announced 4 years ago, and unfortunately, it's taken the government that long to get this right, so to speak. So, again, be patient with your financial aid offices. You will be getting your award letters very shortly. And again, like I said, we're here to help that student, and we try to get ahead of this. And I did a lot of work earlier in the year visiting a lot of area high schools and talking to families and students so they know what to expect. So we're hoping that myself and all my colleagues that are in the same position, that message has gotten out to their students, and I think it has, to kind of calm them a little bit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.